He struggled free from them at last. Then they turned their enthusiasm loose upon O'Connor and Stearns and the two guards. It was not until 10 minutes later, after receiving the congratulations of the Middleton players, that the George Berg team was once more together in the locker room. There, in the joy of victory, they hugged one another. And then at last O'Connor gasped, "But it was Rod who did it." "You bet," cried Stearns. "He did it with that last shot, and by what he said to us between the halves." "Stop the fuss," protested Rodney, struggling out of his jersey. "Just think of that final goal. Every one of us had the ball. Great teamwork. That's what did it." But the others would not listen to him. Well, they knew that at the end of the first half, they were a beaten team, that they would have been a beaten team at the end of the second half, except for the words and example of their leader. Rodney felt like shouting forth his joy. It was not the victory alone that was so sweet, but rather the manner in which it had come, through the power of the will to win in spite of great difficulties. He felt that in leading his team to success, he had found some hidden strength of which he had been ignorant. The thought was new and brought with it a thrill of mastery that he had never in his life felt. "Boys, I'm proud of you," exclaimed Mr. Fisher as he joined them. "I haven't the words to tell you how much. You did it all alone." "Thanks to your coaching," added Rodney.